You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chaos Magic is an exhibition by Matt Joyles currently showing at Window Gallery. Based in Tāmaki, Joyles is a painter whose works draw from visual elements found organically online and graphic design in the urban wild. In response to Mark Fisher's publication, Capitalist Realism, the exhibition consists of a series of a small-scale abstract painting installation and a large depiction of Garfield. Sophia spoke to Matt about his practice and the exhibition.
I wanted to start by firstly asking you about the general kaupapa of your work as an artist. What inspires your practice?
Well, broadly, I'm an abstract painter, so I guess I tend to think it's useful. I think people are often quite familiar with talking about music rather than visual art, and I think genre is a useful idea. So as an abstract painter, I make kind of small abstract paintings at the moment, but also with kind of pop elements. It's the Garfield in the work, sort of visual quotation. Yeah, kind of a mix of those things, but also with a little bit of a post-conceptual framework. So there's some ideas to it as well, essentially.
And yeah, to kind of add on to what you're saying there about having ideas behind those works, this exhibition is in response to Mark Fisher's publication, Capitalist Realism. What is the significance of this text for you?
It's just brilliant. I don't know. I do think about the world today. It's kind of rough out there to be an artist, but I think it's, you know, there's a lot of problems that we face. And so the text kind of deals with the blend of neoliberalism as a, you know, as a economic system, as a hegemony in Western government, pretty much. But like also, I guess, the legacy of postmodern thought and how they come together to kind of like, it can be hard to imagine the future. It can be hard to imagine, it seems like, say with modernism, with modern art, the new was, and the future was all that existed. Everything had to be fresh and revolutionary. And then I guess postmodernism, with its cynical perspective, kind of said, well, no, nothing's new. There's nothing new under the sun. And we kind of, all that is sort of suspect. And then how do you push forward kind of from that perspective? How do you think about what, how do you continue to make? How do you, you know, continue to exist and be an artist if you think, well, everything's been done? So those are some of the thoughts that kind of are highlighted in that text. And it's very short. It's very relevant to the issues we face today. So I really recommend anyone who hasn't read it to pick it up. Yeah.
And in Chaos Magic and in responding to Fisher, you question the role of art and artists in the current political climate. Now on the other side of the making process of this exhibition, what conclusion have you kind of come to, if there is a conclusion? How would you describe that role?
I guess like the obvious metaphor that you could kind of see from the show is, I guess, like the artist as a sort of a seer or a magician. Because I think a lot of people expect art to have a lot of meaning, you know, in a sort of post-religious or medieval society, you know, art is kind of the last bastion of that sort of, I mean, people find meaning in lots of different ways. But I also, as I guess, like a social critic, you might talk about jester's privilege or something. I think part of what I was thinking about with the show is, you know, like I have this this opportunity to have a little bit of a platform, and part of, I guess, my struggle with that is, you know, how do you go out there and you say, oh, look at my pretty picture, and not be, you know, while you're up there, say something about, you know, there's so many political issues that are so pressing and real and important. Like, you know, the genocide in Gaza, which is now escalating, it seems, to a full-on situation, to say the least. And, you know, here in New Zealand, it seems that this government is fully set on a recolonization of Takapa Māori. And it's really like, you know, there are so many issues in this. Like, well, I put some colours and some shapes on a thing. Listen to me, that seems, I have doubts about that. But then, you know, like, it's also just very human. It's like, well, you know, there are awful, I don't know, maybe that's dismissive, awful things happen all the time. But also, you know, should we stop cooking? Should we stop dancing or, like, telling stories? So, like, I also believe in a sort of perenniality, I guess, of art making, and it's sort of, it can be also sort of other. So I'm still dealing with that. I don't think I've resolved that. But I did want to think, is there a way to be socially responsible when given a platform like this?
I also wanted to talk about the depiction of Garfield in this exhibition. There's also another work in the exhibition of a Disney character, and I'll have to get you to tell me who that is. But how do these images speak to the more abstract works in the exhibition?
Maybe I'm dating myself. It's Mickey Mouse from the film Fantasia.
I like thought it was Mickey Mouse, but I was like, it looked a little bit different to how I'm not that well versed in Disney stuff, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, well, this is probably our generational divide.
Perhaps
it's just a series of vignettes. The film set to classical music, and in one of the scenes, Mickey Mouse is a sorcerer, and in order to I guess make as maybe as a series of life hacks, who knows? I think, I don't recall it so perfectly, but he kind of enchants the household items, sort of like a la Beauty and the Beast, perhaps, to kind of do his bidding and make his life easier. Because I sort of, you know, like the show is called Chaos Magic, and Chaos Magic is sort of related to finding symbols in pop culture that kind of have a psychic power, I guess. I'm using it as a metaphor, but I guess people, you know, approached it or approach it currently as an actual magical practice. So that was sort of the connection. It's Mickey Mouse, the wizard. And as the image is sort of doubled from a fairly like, oh, it's like an outline, but then it becomes sort of abstracted in the second iteration in the drawing. There was more. You wanted to ask about Garfield, didn't you?
Yeah, no, if you want to speak to that too, that would be cool.
I quite like using visually, I like having something quite clean, and then, like, my abstract works are a little bit more textural or maybe messy. So that, in a way, that works. But also, I'm not sure I completely resolved it, you know, as a coherent statement, perhaps. But I sort of started thinking about the show. I was thinking about Marshall McLuhan and the medium is the massage, and sort of thinking about information and propaganda, I guess. But that's sort of where I started with the show, and then I kind of got into making, and then that's my practice is sort of more abstract. But then I kind of tried to bring it back to this kind of using chaos magic as a metaphor, and the abstract works kind of have these shapes that you could approach as sigils. As symbol, like magical symbols with unknown potential. But yeah, the Garfield, there is in the text, which unfortunately doesn't seem to be available at this time, but should be on the website soon. There's like a probably defunct meme at this point, but it's on knowyourmeme.com. You are not immune to propaganda, and it uses Garfield's face in that context. So that's sort of how it's related to information. But it seems also timely, I guess, because, you know, on the constant repetition of in vogue, resurrected cartoons, I think there's a Garfield movie that's coming out this year or has come out.
And also the show and your work often uses quite bright and playful colours. What attracts you to these, and how does this choice contribute to the themes of chaos magic?
I wish I had a good answer for that. I don't know. Why do people like sugar and salt? Chaos magic uses the idea of sigils kind of juiced into sort of a cult theory by Osmond Spare. He recommends using complementary colours to create an effective imprint, I guess, on the psyche, you know, like the strong contrast. You know, like when you stare at something for a long time that might be quite bright, and then you close your eyes, you might have a sort of an image imprinted on your retina. So I guess that's like the theory behind what he was recommending for that magical practice. But it's also just like nice to look at. I don't know. It's an aesthetic preference that I haven't got a theory to attach to at this point.
Also, just lastly, what's next for you in your practice?
I have no shows lined up. It's sort of proposal season. So I am talking with a friend about maybe working on a publication where my work is also connected to, I'm interested in sort of graphic design and advertising, which was perhaps a little bit more apparent in my last show at Blue Oyster. But And also sort of graffiti and like incidental marks that you might see in the urban environment. So at potentially a photo book, otherwise probably continuing to make some paintings. I'd like to figure out how to make a big painting. I think I've made some good practice progress in the last couple of years figuring out an approach to small painting. So, yeah.
That was artist Matt Joyle speaking to Sophia about Chaos Magic, currently showing at Window Gallery in the University of Auckland Waipapa Taumatoro General Library until October 18th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.